This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Joining us, I'm Alan Taylor. Yes, it is Ink Radio. You know, we try to bring people to the table that can help inspire you in your life as an entrepreneur, business owner, or just a regular workaday Joe or Jill. I'm Alan Taylor, and I have lived this life that I'm talking with my friend Joshua Smith about. I'm just a few years older than him, but I have lived my life with intention. I don't want to just be, you know, a guy living the life of chance, the life of Riley. I've always said no to temptations when it was there. Not always, but I don't want to say always because then everybody say, oh, you're lying. But I've tried my best to say no to temptation, whether it be, you know, one thing or another. But I think a lot of us in life, we're going along and we're pulled in one direction or another. But if you live with intention and you live with your kind of eyes wide open, you will find that there are a lot of people out there. And like Josh said, he is conscious of what his eyes sees. What his eyes watch is even better than that, because you can't control what your eyes see. But if you go to watch something that will help you in your life. Listen to something that will help you in your life and business. And, you know, I love the fact that that's what your GSD Mode podcast is about. That's what we try to do here at Ink Radio, is to help folks to have, you know, to maybe to put a lamp unto their feet, as it says in the good book, to show them a path that's better than what the world is showing them. So let's talk about 3 points to take action to live with intention for doing the right things in life and becoming successful at something. Right, Josh?
Yeah, love it. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, we've got to get intentional. Life is so brief, but there is enough time to do what you want to do if you get hardcore and get intentional about it. I mean, if we look at success, and this is, you know, stealing a quote from Jim Rohn, but success is just small, tiny decisions made day in and day out, compounded over time, that creates success. Failure is just the opposite. Those small, tiny errors in judgment made over and over and over, compounded over time, that creates a failure, right? So, but how do we know if we're making the right decisions or the wrong decisions if we don't get clarity on exactly what it is that we want while we exist on this planet, and then be intentional about those? One exercise that I learned from the hospital experience I was telling you guys about before is, so the average age of the average human being in the developed world lives to 84 years old. So if you take 84, subtract that by your age, so I'm 34, right? So I subtract that out, then multiply that by 12, and then we'll prorate the months, you know, right? So when I break that down,
this is all your real estate teaching I hear coming through.
Yes. But when I break this down, that means I have 591 months left on this planet if I'm blessed to live to the average age of the average human being. 591 months, that's it. Look how fast these months just fly off the calendar. And I do this exercise every month. So like right now, actually right on my computer, you guys can't see this, but I have 591 written here. Next month, it'll say 590. So it's like I've got 591 months to go out there and create the life that I know I want to create for myself and for my family before all this ends, because we all know it's going to end at some point, right? And just getting intentional. So what must happen? And then every single day, I take personally 20 minutes every single day from 6 p.m. to 6:20 p.m. and I block that down. I look at what I did today, seeing if I can grow from that, become more effective and efficient, and learn from what I happened today. But then I'm going to plan out the perfect day for tomorrow. The second my eyes open to the second my eyes close, I'm very, very intentional about having. I don't want to ever enter a day and waste a day. Right, we don't have enough days to go out there and waste, you guys. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, months obviously turn into years. The only way to go out there and crush it, whether it's in business or life, is to be intentional about every single day. Never enter a day without a game plan. Even on, like, if I'm on vacation or I have a day off, people are like, man, you still plan out those days? I'm like, yeah, because I'm not here to just have a successful business. I'm here to be a successful father, successful husband. I want to go out there and create certain memories. So I even get clarity and plan out, hey, if I have this Sunday off and I'm taking my kids to the skate park and we're doing all this, what does this look like? You know, how do I need to show up? What type of memories do I want to go out there and create? I'm going to be intentional about every aspect of my life, 100%. Mm.
We talked about a little bit, and I think I didn't hear something in there. But then during the commercial break, you and I had a tiny conversation, And I said, you know, the genesis of your change and your purpose in life. And you said to me, you know, your mother had been married a number of times, and perhaps that is the cause, and the effect is that you felt suicidal at a certain point, and you said to yourself, no, I'm going to live with intention. I'm not going to be the weakest link in the chain that I came from. And it's very interesting to hear you talk. I absolutely love you. You are kind of the embodiment of a guy who is the little train that could, you might say, right? And I'm loving it. I don't know a lot about you, but what I'm hearing here and what I hope the audience is hearing is a guy who came from, can I say, nothing, you might say? I mean, you were working in a hospital. You know, you didn't have a lot of money piled into your plate. You've had to become a self-made man. You've made all these right decisions. Like you said, Jim Rome said it. Tiny little decisions made a lot of times, making the right decision a lot of times, turns into tremendous success, and not just monetarily, but in life. I love how you keep it together with your wife and your kids, and you're intentional with all of that. It's something that more of us need to do more of. So I want to drive people to your world, which is the GSD Mode podcast, everybody. GSDmode.com on the web. And Joshua Smith is his name. You are just a delight, my friend. Thank you so much. I can't wait to, you know, have you on again. Listen, call me, call us and talk to us and bring great ideas to the table, because at the end of the day, it takes a village. You've got to be a part of, dare I say, you know, kind of a family. And we are. These entrepreneurs, we're all like a big family. We have the same resemblance. We hear the same, you know, the same. I can see the twinkle in your eye, and I can't even see you. It's radio. I love you, man. You're awesome. Joshua Smith, everybody. Thanks, yeah, Josh.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a massive honor, you guys.
No, it's fun. GSDmode.com. You're listening to Ink Radio. More after this.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.